Chapter 7. The Animals of Braj Are Stunned. Garvascha Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venugita Piyusam Uta Pita Karana Pitai Pipantya Sarvaha Snutastana Paya Kalavaha Sma Tashtur Govindam Atmani Drishasru Kala Sprishantya. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.13 and Brihat Bhagavatamrita 2.7.117. In order to drink the nectarian vibration of the flute song emanating from the lotus mouth of Sri Krishna, the cows have raised their ears. The grass which they were chewing just remains in their mouths. The milk begins to drip from their udders. The calves at once stop drinking their mother's milk, and as they embrace Krishna within their hearts, tears of love begin to glide down their faces. The gopis are conversing about Krishna in their homes during the daytime. But we are different. Upon awakening in the morning, we just begin thinking about how to solve all of our worldly problems. Except for a very few persons, no one has the faith or the free time to take Harinam. Or even if someone has some faith and time, then we don't chant in the way we should. Sadhaks should learn from the lives of the gopis, upon whom awakening in the morning begin meditating on Krishna, which means that they begin burning in separation from Krishna. Then they bathe and decorate themselves. For whom? Only for Krishna. The theme of their conversation is, how can we meet Krishna? How can we serve him? Then they go to Nandagram and receive his darshan and to cook for him. When Krishna goes to the forest for the day, they return to their homes and converse about him for the remainder of the day. In each group, one gopi will be speaking, and so many other gopis will be listening, and there are thousands of these groups. According to their particular natures, they are seated in groups and are singing about Krishna Leela. We take our mala and sit to chant, but our minds wander here and there. Then another devotee comes and sits near us, and we begin conversing with him about this or that. We abandon our Harinam, and he leaves it also. But the gopis aren't like this. One gopi says to another, "Aho! From the lotus mouth of Krishna, the sound of the flute has emerged. It has crossed the entire Brahmand, crossed Siddhaloka, Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Mathura and Dwarka, and has now entered Vrindavan." While grazing, the cows hear this hypnotic vibration and at once raise their ears. The melody of Krishna's flute is like celestial nectar, and it is as if they are drinking that nectar through their ears. And the grass, which they have taken in their mouths moments before, is just remaining there. They aren't swallowing it, and it isn't coming back out of their mouths either. They are just standing motionlessly and listening. And when the calves, who are drinking their mother's milk, hear the sound of Krishna's flute, the milk which they had drawn out remains in their mouths. Usually it is swallowed immediately, but at that time it just remains in their mouths, and then gradually begins to glide down from the corners of their mouths. What to speak of just these cows and calves? All the inhabitants of Braj have become absorbed in the melody of Krishna's flute. But we are not so fortunate. These cows and calves are all shedding tears of prem, and sometimes even the clouds shed tears of prem for Krishna as well. But it is our great misfortune that we are so hard-hearted that we don't leave our homes at once and go to where Krishna is playing his flute and become equally spellbound. Because we are afraid of being disgraced in society, we are holding our patience and not going there, considering that there are too many obstacles. But if someday the sound of the flute really enters our hearts, then at once our patience will fly away and we will immediately run to Krishna. If we could give up these bodies right now and take birth as calves, that would be very good. Then whenever we would hear the sound of Krishna's flute, we would go there at once. We would be entirely under his protection, and while gazing at him, we would forget everything else. In this way, the gopis are speaking. Just see the nature of their condition, their feelings. For receiving the darshan of Krishna and for hearing the melody of his flute, a sadhak should have such vipralamba bhav in his heart, and then he will be engaging in real bhajan. If one's sadhan is established on knowledge of tattva, and he becomes free from the tendencies of karma, jnana, laziness, madness, criticizing other devotees, aparad and anartas, then Bhagavan will not be far away from him. Bhagavan is always just behind us, not far. Paramatma and Atma are always together, they are not separate. Krishna and our very souls are together within us, but at present we are not seeing him because we don't have sufficient faith. If a person is crying out from afar, is there any friend or relative who won't come to his aid? Even if there is a son who has given his mother great difficulty, even to the point of trying to kill her, when he calls out in pain, will his mother not come to his aid? Are there any parents anywhere who could possibly ignore the pleas of their offspring? Perhaps only if they don't hear them. But Krishna is already nearby, and if we call out to him, will he not hear? He is always very near us inside our hearts. If we call him sincerely, is it possible that he won't hear us? Will Krishna not hear if we loudly call out to him? At present we don't have sufficient faith, but when we pray from deep within our heart with great faith and tears falling from our eyes, Gopinath, Mama Nivedano Suno, will he not hear it? Certainly he will, otherwise his name would have to be changed. When we have this bhav, then what we are engaged in can easily be called bhajan. Vrinda sho vrajavrisha mriga gava venu vadya krita chetasa arat danta dasta kavala drita karna nidrita likita chitram ivasham. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.35.5 and Brihat Bhagavatam Rita 2.7.118. Hearing the vibration of Sri Krishna's flute, the bulls, cows and deer of Vrindavan approach him. Unable to swallow the grass which they have taken in their mouths, they stand silently with their ears upraised and appear like animals in a painting. The previous verse is from the Venu Gita, and this verse is from the Yugal Gita. Hey Sakhi, hearing the sound of Krishna's flute and seeing his attractive form, the cows, bulls and deer of Braj have become stunned and forgotten everything. They have abruptly stopped grazing, and the grass which they were chewing merely remains within their mouths. They have lifted up their tails and raised their eyes, trying to discern from which direction that sound has come. When they realize the direction from which it has come, they slowly proceed until they come near to Krishna. It is as if the vibration of the flute has entered through their ears, stolen their hearts, and again excited their bodies. Therefore, what can they do? They must follow that sound until they are near Krishna. And since their hearts are no longer within them, they appear like motionless animals in a painting. Krishna's flute song has stolen their hearts, and feeling themselves possessionless, they have approached him as if begging alms. Drita Karana. These animals' ears generally droop down, but upon hearing the music of Krishna's flute, they raised them. At first they were listening, but then they reflectively turned their ears away from that sound so that it couldn't enter. Why? They were thinking, we won't allow this sound to enter into our hearts, because then it will steal our hearts and may even steal away our very lives. We may die, and therefore we won't allow this vibration to enter. Krishna's appearance and the vibration of his flute are like nectar and poison simultaneously. Vishamrita ekatra milana. It cannot be discerned whether Krishna prema is nectar or poison. Just as when ice is placed in our hand, it feels as if it is burning. We can't tell if our hand is burning or freezing. Similarly, coming in contact with Krishna prema, we can't discern whether we are feeling ananda or sadness. Saccharin has a bitter taste, but if you mix it with water, it becomes sweet. And if you suck on a gooseberry, at first it seems sour, but when you get the juice, it becomes sweet. Like this, externally, Krishna prema appears to be full of great sadness, and sometimes internally, it may even feel something like sadness, but it is really the greatest happiness. So these cows close their ears, and when upon opening them a little, the vibration of the flute entered, they felt concerned for their very lives. They didn't know whether to accept or reject it. In the same way, some people say, my friend, there is no need for all this bhakti. Those who have bhakti actually have no happiness. Even in the stage of sadhana, they are crying. They think, by going to engage in bhajan, I have made all my family members cry, and I am no longer able to live with them. And look at what the composers of the scriptures have written. Nayanam galadasru darya, vadanam gadgada rudaya gira, pulake nichitam vapu kada, tava nama grihane bhavishyati. Shikshastikam 6. O Prabhu, when will my eyes be filled with a stream of tears? When will my voice choke up? And when will the hairs of my body stand erect in ecstasy as I chant your holy name? They are praying for the day when they will never stop crying, and they desire to always be wailing in Krishna prema. Actually, it is not really such a surprising thing that they desire to cry in the stage of sadhana, because without a child crying, his mother will not feed him milk. All right, so they are crying in the stage of sadhana, but just look then at the stage of perfection. Uddhav and Akrura were perfected souls, and we have heard that when they saw Krishna's footprints on the ground, they began wailing and even fell down and began writhing on the ground. And until the gopis met Krishna again at Kurukshetra, they were always crying. And when they again parted, they cried even more, even though they were perfected souls. Therefore, all of this bhakti is just an unnecessary commotion. But to persons who say this, we say, Yatma supersedati, Bhagavatam 1.2.6. Bhakti completely satisfies the soul with ananda. Without engaging in bhajan, no one can be happy. Churning water will never produce ghee. Even if all the people of the universe say that churning water produces ghee, will it happen? Never. And without engaging in hari bhajan, no one can attain happiness or cross over this ocean of material existence. This point cannot be refuted any more than the fact that the sun will definitely set in the west. This is confirmed in the Vedas, Ramayana, and all the Puranas, and it cannot be refuted. Meeting with Krishna and separation from him are simultaneously like nectar and poison, and their characteristics cannot be distinguished from one another. They become one and the same thing. Therefore, these animals of Braj become bewildered and concerned for their very lives, while at the same time the gopis are saying, in Braj, we are the most unfortunate. Everyone else has become filled with bliss by receiving the darshan of Krishna, but we must remain here in our homes. Thus ends chapter 7 of Bhakti Rasayana.